All right, everybody, I'm going to be entirely candid. Today is a dark day for American politics, and it is now on us to hold the line and to mobilize. The President of the United States just announced that he is going to lead a movement to get rid of mail-in ballots, which he doesn't have the ability to do, and lead a movement to get rid of the highly inaccurate voting machines, which he also does not have the ability to do as the President. This goes straight back to states' rights, which conservatives claim they love. They claim they care about states' rights, yet when it comes to voting, or abortion, or guns, or anything, they don't actually care about states' rights. So we're going to read this post in 1 second, but I think it's very important to lay the groundwork and say just a few key facts. Mail-in voting is incredibly safe. It's actually the safest form of voting. Trump knows this. He not only has voted by mail multiple times, but he urged his supporters to vote by mail in the 2024 election. Secondly, again, the president doesn't have the ability to do this. We'll talk about that. But thirdly, this is an order that came directly from Russian President Vladimir Putin. And we know this because Trump, in his interview on Fox News after the Putin meeting, openly stated, he said, "Putin told me the mail-in ballots were rigged." Let me play this clip. And just think about how insane it is that the President of the United States is openly taking orders about elections from Putin, who rigs elections to be like 90% in his favor. How is Putin now the beacon of democratic values that we are using in the United States? It is sick, it is twisted, and honestly, it made me sick to my stomach. We need to push back. Putin is a monster. Trump is a monster. Let me play this clip.
Oh, Vladimir Putin said something, one of the most interesting things. He said, your election was rigged because you have mail-in voting. He said, mail-in voting every election. He said, no country has mail-in voting. It's impossible to have mail-in voting and have honest elections. And he said that to me. It was very interesting because we talked about 2020. He said, you won that election by so much. And that's how he got it. He said, and if you would have won, we wouldn't have had a war. You'd have all these millions of people alive now instead of dead. And he said,
this should boil the blood of every single American. Every single American should find this disgusting. And I'll take it even a step further. If you are a Trump voter and you support this and you think that this is the way we should use democratic guidelines, you know, whatever Putin wants us to do, you are a traitor. You are a traitor if you think that this is how democracy works. If you think that Trump, from the executive branch, should be able to change elections, you don't care about America. In fact, you hate America and you should go live in Russia. Trump is putting Russia first. And I don't mean to be abrasive here, but how is the President of the United States trying to get away with this? Vladimir Zelensky made a post early this morning, right ahead of his meeting with Donald Trump today in the Oval Office. So just think about the past week in totality very quickly. Trump said multiple times there will be very severe consequences for Putin, very severe, if he doesn't come to a ceasefire in Alaska. On Air Force One, on the way there, he said he'll be very unhappy and will have severe consequences, right? There were no consequences after Putin had the red carpet rolled out. Putin had zero concessions, and then he flew out of there. Donald Trump did not enact any consequences. In fact, Trump has only ramped up his pressure on Zelensky. Trump made this post late last night where he said, "President Zelensky of Ukraine can end the war with Russia almost immediately if he wants to, or he can continue to fight. Remember how it started. No getting back Obama given Crimea, and no going into NATO by Ukraine." So Trump is trying to dictate the rules for Ukraine, for Zelensky right now, and he's also placing the onus on Zelensky. This is victim blaming. Zelensky got invaded. He has been protecting his country, and now you're saying Zelensky can end the war? Russia is the one who can pull their troops out at any moment. Vladimir Putin is the one who can decide to stop abducting the 30,000 plus children who were abducted and taken into Russia. It is all so despicable that the president is inversing reality like this. And honestly, in an ideal world, the president should smack Vladimir Putin across the face. Obviously, metaphorically, you can't actually smack him. But we need to smack Russia upside the head and say, listen, maximum sanctions, maximum damage. We are going to hurt you. We are going to literally squeeze you dry until this war is so painful that you can no longer continue it. That is the only way to end this war when an authoritarian regime is invading next door neighbors. You do it by getting leverage and by making it so painful for them that they can't continue. What Trump is doing is actually making it easier. He is making it easier and easier and easier for these people, for Russians, to continue their conquest. Can I really quickly read this Vladimir Zelensky post, because it's very important. In it, He posts a video of Zaporizhia, the region of Ukraine, just being struck right after Trump and Putin's meeting. And Zelensky even points out this was an intentional dig at the meeting. Take a listen to this clip. I'm going to mute it so I can talk over it, but this is what Donald Trump is causing. Vladimir Putin intentionally launches strikes right after meeting and talking to Trump because he knows that it shows weakness. And what's Trump going to do? What's Trump going to say? He's not even strong enough to say anything. So Zelensky then responds. This was a demonstrative and cynical Russian strike. They are aware that a meeting is taking place today in Washington that will address the end of the war. That's another thing. Zelensky is going to Washington with European leaders, and Trump is using that to place maximum pressure on Zelensky, no pressure on Putin.
And really quickly, life can be stressful. It moves very fast, which is why you sometimes need a way to chill out, slow down, or just recharge for the night. That's exactly how I use Vya Gummies. Vya is trusted by over 500,000 customers to deliver high-quality, hemp-derived ingredients straight to your doorstep. I mean, they've been a game-changer to help me focus or relax after a long week. You can choose everything from zero THC, which is very casual, or high-potency options that really help you dial in on the experience that you want. So, if you're 21+, now is the perfect time to click the top link in the description, use code BLUEHEART for a 15% off coupon code, and you get free shipping on orders over $100. One more time, go to via.co/BLUEHEART or just click the top link in the description and use code BLUEHEART for 15% off at checkout. Thank you all, and thank you to Vya.
It's maximum pressure on Zelensky, no pressure on Putin. He then says, we will have a discussion with President Trump about key issues, along with Ukraine, the leaders of the United Kingdom, France, Germany, Italy, Finland, and the European Union, and NATO will participate in the conversation. Everyone seeks dignified peace and true security, and at this very moment, the Russians are attacking Kharkiv, Zaporizhia, the Sumy region, Odessa, and destroying residential buildings and our civilian infrastructure. Russians are deliberately killing people, particularly children. As of now, 7 people have been killed as a result of the drone strike in Kharkiv, the youngest being a girl who is only a year and a half old, and dozens have been injured, including children. In Zaporizhia, missile strikes injured 20 people and killed 3. My condolences go out to all the victims' families and loved ones. There was also a deliberate Russian strike on an energy facility in Odessa owned by an Azerbaijani company, implying that it was an attack not only on us, but on our relations and energy security. The Russian war machine continues to destroy lives despite everything. Putin will commit demonstrative killings to maintain pressure on Ukraine and Europe. Really quickly, you know who also should be smacked across the head? Is this administration. I really wish, in an idealistic world, when all of the European leaders come to the White House with Zelensky, they turn the tables. See, Trump has this proclivity to turn these Oval Office meetings into these big shows. You saw it with Zelensky. They yelled at Zelensky. They've done it with other leaders, African leaders, where they're trying to turn it into a show. I wish European leaders would come in and be like, listen. I wish they would look at the cameras and be like, listen. The United States got humiliated this week, and we love the country. We're not coming from a place of hatred. We're coming from a place of concern. Trump got humiliated. I wish they would just go hard on him. Just smack this guy across the face, metaphorically, of course. Just think about it. We are taking election integrity advice from somebody who won 90% of the vote in his last election. I say that in quotes. He didn't actually win 90%. And Trump is so arrogant and narcissistic and already predisposed to hating democracy that he immediately fell for it and decided to send out this long-ass Truth Social post. I don't want to read it. I don't want to give it air because there's a lot of lies in here and it's like multiple pages of nonsense, but I'll read a few key lines that I think everybody should know about. So he starts it off by saying, I'm going to lead a movement to get rid of mail-in ballots and also, while we're at it, highly inaccurate, very expensive, and seriously controversial voting machines. I'm not even going to read the rest. It's all BS, but that line right there shows how twisted his mind is. Keep in mind, the voting machines that he's talking about are the same voting machines that Fox News had to pay $700 million to, the Dominion Voting Machine Company, because Fox News relentlessly lied about these machines causing fraud. Not only did Trump fail in 60 court cases to demonstrate any sort of fraud, but in the Fox News Dominion case, there was no evidence of fraud, which is why Fox News decided to settle. There are so many lines of argument that I can use over this next month. I have a lot of debate events, a lot of debate prep, and when it comes to Russia-Ukraine, the headline is just going to be, Trump is weak. Now, let me know if you guys have any arguments that you think I should pull out too, but I think my line of attack is going to be this. Trump keeps setting these deadlines, and his word means nothing. So when he says he's going to end the war on day one, that meant nothing. When he said there would be very severe consequences if Putin didn't end the war in Alaska, that meant nothing. There were no consequences whatsoever. In fact, Trump is now deferring to Putin about how to run our elections. That's not just weakness. That is deference. That is plotting with Putin. And every American should be ashamed and disgusted that this is happening. I'm going to leave it there, but I have a quick ask for you all. If you appreciate the videos we make, please drop a like. Double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below. It really does help us push this pro-democracy message at a time when we're all holding the line, I'd like to believe. And finally, if you want to meet me in Omaha, Nebraska, I'll be in Omaha on Saturday, August 23rd with Senator Elizabeth Warren and Representative Maxwell Frost. Click the top link in the description. I love you all, and peace out.